Well, we end our news stories with a big issue seller who's the first in Norwich to accept payment by credit card. But first, police are launching a crackdown on youths terrorising a city park.
The scourge of crime in a city centre park has been revealed as it was found children as young as 13 were carrying knives and dealing drugs. Police launched a crackdown in Chapelfield Gardens, where three teenagers were arrested and a large quantity of Class A drugs were discovered. It comes after months of problems in the park, with a gang of up to 30 youths making the spot intolerable for the public to walk through. Two dozen officers flooded the area, supported by a drone and dog units. Last month, a stabbing was reported in the park, and officers recently recovered a knife and a scream mask hidden in the bushes. Norfolk Police Sergeant Mark Shepherd said, "This is happening almost every day. They are blatant about it. They may look young, but they are carrying weapons." A dispersal order is now in force across Chapelfield and much of the city centre. People should be able to go to Chapelfield Gardens and enjoy the park and the gardens with their children. Plain clothes and uniformed officers will be operating in the park throughout the summer.
Dance troupes, community groups and school children have been handed their prizes for their efforts in this year's Lord Mayor's procession. More than 50 entries took part in the celebration earlier this month, which was the first to ban petrol and diesel engines. Winners Anglia Region Theatre School were given £300, while Wensum Junior School in second place won £200 and Sheringham Carnival in third £150. Meanwhile, the runners-up, Chermond Gymnastic Club, Framtastic Gymnastic Club and Parallel Dance were all given £100. The Lord Mayor's special award, worth £150, was given to Roots and Bee Behaviour Saviour.
Hainford House, a derelict Georgian mansion with 14 bedrooms and 13 acres of land, has been sold for £540,000 at auction. The auction, which took place at the Sunningdale Suite Dunstan Hall Hotel on Ipswich Road, saw a bidding war with potential buyers. Brian Baxter, the auctioneer, started the bidding at £475,000, with a proxy bid before others in the room began holding up the catalogues. The proxy was outbid by a man in the auction room who eventually bought the property for £540,000. It was formerly a car breaker's yard. The Grade II listed mansion house has stood empty for 47 years and is in need of a complete makeover. It offers a reception hall, drawing room, dining room, study, kitchen, cellars, offices and cloakrooms on the ground floor and 11 bedrooms and a bathroom on the first floor. Upstairs, there are three further bedrooms.
Families who struggle to pay for their school uniforms can now get help thanks to a community enterprise. Items donated by parents and lost property will provide uniform for children aged 2 to 16 who attend six schools in Taverham and Drayton. These are Ghost Hill Infant and Junior School, Nightingale Infant and Nursery School, Taverham Junior School, Taverham High School, Drayton Junior School and Drayton Infant School. The project was started by mother of two, Stacey Bradley, and Broadland District Councillor Caroline Karimi Govanloo. In just 1 week, they came up with the idea. 35 families have donated several items. Miss Bradley, 33, from Thorpe Marriott, was inspired to start the project after having to get financial help to pay for her 11-year-old boy's uniform, who's moving from Drayton Junior to Taverham High this September. She said, "It's very embarrassing to think that your child is not going to have the uniform they need. It makes you feel like a failure as a parent." She added that there was a general panic among other parents she knows with regard to paying for school uniform. This was due to a number of factors, including childcare costs, changes in work patterns. And David Oldham, Drayton Junior head teacher, said, "It's fantastic that they, Miss Bradley and Mrs. Karimi Govanloo, are offering to do this because uniform can be very costly."
For many people, carrying money is becoming a thing of the past. And to keep up with changes in technology, a well-known Norwich Big Issue seller has started using a card reader as well as accepting cash. Simon Gravel, 51, who rents a private room in Norwich, adopted the small piece of equipment at the start of July and has said the response from the customers has been positive. He decided to use the technology for contactless card payments after increasing competition from other Norwich Big Issue sellers over the past 6 months. Mr. Gravel, who used to sleep rough in Norwich until just over a year ago, said he was the only Big Issue vendor in the city to use a card reader. He believes the only other Big Issue seller using a card reader in East Anglia was in Cambridge. His journey to homelessness began in 2008 after being made redundant from Chapman Seafoods in Grimsby due to the Icelandic financial crises. He sold fish cakes at farmers' markets for the business and before that was a restaurant chef for 22 years. Mr. Gravel has sold the Big Issue for the past 9 years, 8 of them being in Norwich. The 51-year-old came to Norwich after visiting Cromer in search of fishery work. He now calls the city his home. He said, "I love people in Norwich." The vendor slept on the streets behind All Saints Antique Centre on All Saints Street for 5 years. He added, "Selling the Big Issue helped me keep my head above water. My priority is to get my rent paid first. You don't realise how much you take a bed for granted until you sleep on the floor for 5 years. There are now between 30 and 40 Big Issue sellers in Norwich, and there are 9 areas where they can work. Mr. Gravel works Monday to Sunday and has ambitions to start an antique business."
Scientists from Norwich may have finally cracked how to stop people smoking. Pay them. The study, which was led by scientists from the University of East Anglia's Norwich Medical School, found strong evidence showing that financial incentives not only helped people stop smoking, but also made them more likely to remain smoke-free in the long run. Investigating the effect of cash payments, ranging from £35 to more than £900, vouchers and the return of money deposited by smokers, the study involved more than 21,600 people across 8 different countries. It also included a number of trials which focused solely on pregnant smokers. Dr. Caitlin Notley from UEA said while rewards to encourage people to quit smoking had been used before, the researchers wanted to know if the method worked long term. And she said, "We found that incentive schemes do help people stay smoke-free even after the incentive scheme ends. We found that 6 months or more after the beginning of the trials, people receiving rewards were approximately 50% more likely to have stopped smoking than those in the control groups. In people not receiving incentives, approximately 7% had successfully quit for 6 months or longer, compared to approximately 10.5% of those receiving incentives."
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organization, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all the that interests you. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were Tony Stimson and Sophie Yeomans on part one. Peter Murch was the sound recordist and Sarah Lusher was the editor. So that's all from us here at Chatterbox. So from me, Marianne Penn, goodbye.
And from me, John Francis, goodbye till next time.